because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the Pre-W Smith Show. It's a Monday morning, June 19th. That makes it Juneteenth Day. We'll get to that in a minute. Weather-wise, boy, a beautiful weekend here in Detroit. Hope everybody had a good Father's Day. Got a chance to be outside. A beautiful weekend and a beautiful week ahead. It looks like no rain. Temperatures in the mid-80s. Loving this summer weather. Now to Juneteenth. Are you guys familiar with Juneteenth?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I know it is actually, it's our nation's newest holiday.
There we go. It's new.
It is. A little history on it, though, in case you are not familiar with. It is the National Independence Day, which celebrates the end of slavery in the United States, commemorating the events of June 19th, 1865 in Galveston, Texas.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is a great day.
This is a really, really good day.
It's a good day.
Yeah, actually, it was officially recognized in 2021 by President Joe Biden. So it is
beautiful.
Relatively new.
Well,
that's right.
We're all happy to be celebrating that today. And some other news, I don't know if you guys caught this or not, chance to pick up a little pocket change. That's about all it amounts to, too, I have to tell you. But it's interesting. There was a class action suit against Google. They settled it. And as part of the legal settlement, Google has agreed to pay $23 million out to Google users who clicked on any search link from 2006 to 2013. Now, I mentioned it's just a little pocket change, but it's automatic. Basically, you just make the claim. That's all you do is file the claim. Individual payments are estimated to be, albeit less than $8, around $7.70. But listen, buys
loaf of bread and milk and maybe eggs.
Okay.
Sounds like streaming services to the musicians.
Yeah, exactly. How much they make?
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But listen, it's free money. All you got to do is file that simple claim. It takes a couple minutes to do it. Go do it.
Wait, where? Look at me. I'm ready to go. Can you find that?
Google has more information on their site to learn more about how to file your claim. So check it out there. Of course, I don't know. I mean, how many people are actually going to
know? All right. I'm checking it out, Jeff, actually right now.
Okay, good.
During the commercial break.
You're getting your $7.70 in your pocket.
Hey,
without further ado, no time to waste.
That's right. During the commercial break, I'm going to be busy.
All right, right on. And then wanting to report last week, the Michigan jobs report, unemployment rate dropped to 3.7% in May, continuing to inch down towards the all-time, this is amazing, all-time record low of 3.2% in February 2000, with all of the strange and challenging economic news, the job markets have held up. So that's good news for those needing to bring in an income. We're happy about that. The state recorded 4,440,000 payroll jobs. That's an increase of 15,000 over the month of May and 82,000 year over year from last year, same period. So, wow, really strong, really amazing numbers. And then lastly, I don't know if you guys caught this story or not, but this is a crazy story. Did you read about the Harvard Medical School morgue manager selling body parts? This is for real, guys. This is for real.
I thought this was like a made-for-TV movie or something.
Right. Like, well, and then you would say, what a crazy idea for a TV show. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about reality.
Real show. Yeah, this is real life.
So federal prosecutors said the manager of this particular morgue at the Harvard Medical School was one of seven people involved in this network that was selling body parts from dead people, obviously, that have come into the morgue, selling these various body parts for profit. God knows what these people want them for, are doing with these various body parts. Nonetheless, as I said, what a strange story. But that's happening. And now they've been charged.
Oh, God.
So there you go.
And business is dead.
Oh, boy. Boy, that's Mark, and I was counting on you for that. And on that note, I'm going to run to a break. But listen, you can count on us being back with more in just a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show.